BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The former Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is facing years in jail after being convicted of rape and sexual assault. Weinstein, who was cleared of three more serious charges, was led from the court in handcuffs. From New York, here's Nick Bryant.
This verdict will reverberate around the world, because what was at test here was whether the Me Too movement could find an ally in the US criminal justice system. Very few of the allegations against the powerful men that face female accusers have actually gone to trial, partly in some instances because many of the accusations were outside of what's called the statute of limitations. That's to say, they happened too long ago to actually bring criminal charges. So this really was a test of whether the Me Too movement could look to the courts in America and manage to get convictions. That has happened today.
The United Nations says there's a risk of what it called a real bloodbath as fighting in northern Syria moves dangerously close to camps housing more than a million displaced people. Months of fighting in Idlib province have driven huge numbers of peoples from their homes. The widow of the late US basketball star Kobe Bryant is suing the owner of the helicopter which crashed last month, killing her husband and daughter. Vanessa Bryant says the pilot should have aborted the flight because of the foggy conditions. The news emerged as thousands of fans of Bryant took part in a public memorial in Los Angeles. The NBA star Michael Jordan paid tribute to his former teammate.
When Kobe Bryant died, a piece of me died. And as I look in this arena and across the globe, a piece of you died, or else you wouldn't be here. Those are the memories that we have to live with and we learn from. Please, rest in peace, little bro.
The European Commission has condemned a Belgian carnival for again featuring grotesque caricatures of Jews. Margarita Schinas, who's responsible for combating anti-Semitism, said the carnival at Aalst needed to stop. Here's Mike Sanders.
The annual Aalst Carnival goes back to the Middle Ages, and for nearly a century the highlight has been the council-run parade. The skill and artistry that go into the effigies saw it given World Heritage status in 2010, but the anti-Semitic stereotypes on some of the floats last year, reminiscent of Nazi propaganda, prompted the UN's cultural agency UNESCO to withdraw that accolade. A few this year are in similar vein, mocking the reprimand. Aalst's mayor said the carnival poked fun at all religions and much else besides. But Margarita Schinas said such imagery had no place in today's Europe.
BBC News.